T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Let's go, Dutch! What's up, Oregon?
With Coin 6 sportscaster AJ McCord.
You never believe you're out of a fight. You never believe you're out of a game. Where did that come from?
It's having some pride, having belief.
And Dusty, the fan man, Hera.
Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head football coach. Do you have a fullback that it will run his head through a wall?
Yeah, we've got that thought.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I proved it up. I'm not running from nobody.
The Fan.
All right, hour number 2, AJ and Dusty in the afternoons. Covered a lot of ground in that first hour. Everything from NBA playoffs, talked with Mike Singer of the Denver Post. If you missed that, check it out, Odyssey app, or Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com. We talked about the hatred of Texas A&M that some people have. It's deep-rooted. Will found out about the passion of Texas A&M for Texas A&M.
I was going to say, and the obsession of others with Texas A&M.
And apparently it's the text thing. Line, too, was well aware of it. The religion of Texas A&M.
You learned something.
We should deep dive it. And one thing that you are 100% accurate on, though, Will, is that Texas A&M will tell you how great Texas A&M is, although they're not really that great. Like, I mean, they finished top 10 in college football this year. Like, that's impressive. That's awesome. A lot of schools can't say that. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M will tell you so often how great it is, though.
And again, it's the discrepancy between the talk and how loud it is and how we are, I'm sorry, but brainwashed into believing that they're the most important thing in the SEC. And you should start treating them that way. And reality, which is the last time you beat Bama, you had a Heisman winner and he kind of, well, pulled a rabbit out of a hat, to be quite honest.
Well, but they did it.
They did it.
I mean,
and they did it in Tuscaloosa.
Yep. That's not an easy feat.
No.
And that was pretty much the reason he won the Heisman, to be quite honest. That game was it.
I looked at something and I thought that I saw that both Missouri and Texas A&M have had better records in the SEC than they did the Big 12.
Huh. Oh, like during their time there?
They've had more success in the SEC than they have the Big 12. And everybody's like, oh, SEC is so hard. It's the gauntlet. Two teams that were in the Big 12 were like, nah, we're good. Let's do this. We got this.
That's interesting, especially with Missouri, considering that there was
a
good
stretch.
They
had one good year.
They had a couple good.
They had a Kansas year.
Yeah. They had their Chase Daniel. They had him for what? They had two good years with him. And then I think Blaine Gabbert. They had some winning seasons.
Guy's still in the NFL.
Yeah. He's reliable.
Mystery reliable. All right, but we got more playoffs that we need to get to. NBA playoffs are set. Well, kind of. Our play-in rounds, my goodness, they're going to get some ratings on the Western Conference one. Wednesday, you said? Is that when it is?
Wednesday, yes.
Lakers, Warriors.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you think the loser of that game is at all worried about where their standing is? Because the loser of the 7-8 game has to play the winner of the 9-10 game.
Who are the Grizzlies and the Spurs?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know that.
Should
I
we just do the
concerned? But I do think, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Grizz should be looked past.
On one hand, I really do enjoy the drama that the NBA has made with the playing rounds, because the seven seed meant something this past weekend. It mm-hmm. actually meant a whole hell of a lot to three different teams. Like, they couldn't ask for a better scenario that this played out with. One, you get two major brands playing in the 7-8, but you had everybody from 5 all the way through 10. It meant something right there. I just don't know if it really does something for me that you can lose the 7-8 game and then you're still good, right? Like, shouldn't it be like an elimination game?
Well, not if you want four teams in it.
I know, but that maybe they should, like, and this is why I have a conundrum here. On one hand, I like that the 7 seed mattered so much, but on the other hand, it feels like it should be like 8 or 9, 10 play each other, and then they can play 8 for that chance for the final spot, you know?
Oh, so just like the Lakers would get their playoff spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we just keep that in there, but the plan, because that's what it was. It was just 8 and 9 last year,
right,
with the one game playing.
Right.
And I thought
it was best of 3.
Well, and only if you were 9.
That's
8 seed
right.
Only had
yep.
to win once.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my brain.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It gets more teams involved. It gives someone like the Washington Wizards, who didn't they start like 17? Like, didn't they?
Yeah, they
start
had a
out
ton
really
of
badly.
Well, they had a ton of different starting lineups too.
Yeah.
And they thought they were in on the tank job. Now they're in that plane with Boston, which is tomorrow. That game's tomorrow, right?
Yep. Yep. Tuesday is when the Eastern Conference teams play, and then Wednesday the Western Conference teams play, and then it would be Thursday, Friday for East-West final elimination game.
But I don't, if you look at it, the playoff matchups that are set, I don't think that there is I mean, I said this earlier, I think the Knicks in Atlanta are probably the one that I'm like, meh, the most at. But you've got the Blazers-Nuggets in a 3-6 matchup. That has intrigue all over it. We're going to be talking about that a ton. Then you have the 4-5 matchup in the West, which is the Clippers in Dallas.
Yeah.
We learned a hell of a lot about the Clippers over this past weekend, losing to the two worst teams in the NBA to avoid the Lakers.
Yeah, this was something. And it was really crazy last night. I was sitting at Moda Center covering the Blazers game, but I'm keeping an eye on all the other scores, right? And I'm like doing the math. Okay, the Clippers, what's going on with the Clippers? If they lose, then what? And then if they lose, what is Dallas? Like, all of the, like, my math was like that gif of the guy with all the numbers swirling around his head. That's what I felt was happening to me in the third quarter.
Beautiful mind.
That was yeah. Alan from The Hangover.
I don't think that was it.
They have the same, they did the same thing
oh, really?
From The Beautiful Mind and Alan from The Hangover.
Yeah, it threw me. But where the dust settled was the Clippers really, 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 really did not want to win that game.
No.
Against the Thunder.
Because, and this is like, all I need to know about the Clippers is that they went to great lengths to avoid the Lakers in the second round, which makes me want the Dallas Mavericks to mop the floor with the Clippers that much more and make it completely a moot point. And also, wouldn't it behoove them to play a Lakers team? If you're going to meet up with them anyways, play them early when they might be working through the kinks and blowing out the rust, and LeBron James, who just rolled his ankle last night again because for some reason he was in a blowout, because you get that team early. Wouldn't you want them earlier as opposed to late?
That's exactly what Nikki Kay said when we had her on last week. She said there's something to be said to facing the Lakers when they're down. There's also something to be said about just letting somebody else take care of the Lakers.
Well, yeah, but that's telling me that they don't believe they can do it.
Right.
Like, in that, if I am a Clippers fan, I go, that's a problem.
Yes.
That's a problem that if you look at, they're saying, we don't really care about our first round matchup all that much, because they do match up with the Blazers better mm-hmm. than they do a longer, more athletic Mavericks team. But Dallas has been less than stellar down the stretch. I mean, I don't know, they've been inconsistent, although they've 8-2 over their final 10 games. Pretty damn good.
Yes.
Although maybe there's a whole theory with the Clippers that, like, look, we're pretty certain that the Lakers could keep advancing, but we are also certain we can beat the Lakers if they are worn out at a certain point. But, I mean, I don't even believe the type of trek that the Lakers have to go on to get to the Western Conference Finals at this point. I'm not too convinced that they can do it. Yeah. I think this whole injury with LeBron James is going to be something that is way more of an impact than we're kind of, and I know we're not kind of glossing over it, but I think a lot of the NBA media is just like, oh, LeBron will be ready. He'll be ready when it comes to game
time. You know what I hope happens? Steph Curry goes unconscious, beats the Lakers on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and then LeBron is the 8 seed and the Clippers have to face him in the next round anyways. I hope that happens.
There you go.
Steph Curry like makes 25 threes, sinks the Lakers, they end up winning the 8 seed, and the Clippers get him. Because we learned a ton about the Clippers rolling over and trying to avoid the Lakers at all costs. Mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Nets, they're pretty good.
Yeah, the
they're
Nets.
They're pretty good at this whole basketball thing. They got to figure it out.
The Nets over the weekend was the team that I was like, they've been toying with us all season long. All regular season, they've been letting whatever happens happen. They didn't care about the one seed. They didn't care about anything except getting to the playoffs and having all their people help. They didn't care about the narrative of Kyrie Irving not playing or James Harden not playing or Kevin Durant sitting out, whatever. They could not care less, because the play that I saw over the weekend of that insanity was like, oh.
You're talking about the
seven possession dunk.
The behind the back at half court, all the way down the floor, and then the leaving it off the backboard for the trailing dunker.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That was pretty damn sick.
You watch that play and you're like, they've been running that in the gym. They know each other so well. There is no chemistry issue. We do not have to be concerned with the fact that KD, Kyrie, and James Harden have only played 8 regular season games together. No worries, because these dudes can ball and the role players know how to support them.
I will be interested to see. And the crazy thing about that is the only guy who's one of their stars that touched that ball was KD on the dunk, right?
I think so. That's what I'm saying. Like, the role players know the role players know how to support the big three. It doesn't matter that the big three have only played 8 games. I think it's 8 is how they finished, right? Only 8 games that the three have played together. If it's more than that, it's 9. It's definitely not double digits they've played together. And watching that play over the weekend was like, well, snap.
See, I will be... I don't know what to make of what's going on right now, because we've been talking about the Lakers and kind of, look, they got out of the bubble so late. LeBron was complaining about when the season was going to start before they even announced when the season was going to start. We knew that he was going to take some time off, but I didn't know quite, like, this ankle thing is real, because he's re-aggravated it twice now, or I guess he's aggravated it twice since initially hurting it. And you go, but you sit there and you go, if those guys are fresh, that's scary.
That's what I'm saying.
The scariest part about the Nets, though, is that they don't have to go through what the Lakers have to go through. I mean, look, you mentioned 8 or 9 games or whatever it is without Harden, Kyrie, and Durant all together. They're still the second best team in the Eastern Conference. There is not a chance in hell that you can do that in the Western Conference, and it's not going to be an easy trip once you get all those guys back. Like, that's the frightening part about Brooklyn, is that they can tune up in the playoffs. You can't do that in the West.
No. And they don't need any tuning up.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
Now,
like,
they don't. Yeah, they
over
don't.
The weekend, I saw they don't need it. Remember, we talked a few weeks ago, how concerned are you if the Nets don't play their big three together, if LeBron and AD don't play together, how concerned are you about chemistry? I am now more concerned about the Lakers' chemistry than I am about the Nets. Period.
Is it bad that I still go, I'm going to look at, in the NBA Finals, whoever they're playing, I'll go, yeah, still going to melt down.
Nets are going to melt down?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I think their problems isn't physically, it's between the ears. When they're going to get drug into deep water, we've seen Harden shut down in the playoffs.
Kevin Durant?
We've seen Kevin Durant,
I know, but
have
he also,
bad playoff series.
Also true.
I mean,
I don't think so.
I could see that happening 110%.
I don't think so.
We've seen a big shot out of Kyrie, too. Mm-hmm. Huge shot out of Kyrie in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
But we've also seen him get drugged by LeBron James. Who is the guy that is going to be their pit bull when things go wrong? And that is where I go, because in the NBA finals that will happen.
But I don't know that you need finals. A pit bull. That's what I'm saying. Is like you need a viper. I don't know if you need a pit bull. I think you need someone who can do a timely strike when it matters. When you're the Nets, you don't need somebody to plow through people, because the Western Conference team that comes out of the Western Conference Finals is going to be beat up. There's no getting around it. There's no getting around the fact that the path to the NBA Finals is going to be tougher in the West than it is in the East.
100% true. And I do believe that I think Brooklyn is that team. Like, Brooklyn is that team.
Brooklyn will come out of the East.
But
yes,
it is the talent of the West. When things don't go their way, how does that Brooklyn team look? I don't buy it. Because the one thing that I will always go back to is James Harden in the playoffs. You know, and when he checks out, when things don't go his way, he just. But he's got two other guys that can.
I don't think
hopefully
you're gonna
drag
see,
him along.
I don't think you're gonna see all three of them do that. I know that all three of them have had their moments at different times in their career, but I don't see it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to all of it, though.
It's gonna
NBA
be a lot of
playoffs
fun.
Are gonna be great.
I love them every year. This is my favorite time of year.
All right, some things you may have missed over the weekend. Monday Musings next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it is time for our Monday musing. Some of the things that you may have missed from the weekend in sports. We get to this every single Monday at this time, because it is important to get some of those things in that we may have overlooked, like me being a soccer guy.
You a soccer guy?
Yeah.
I got some nuggets for you.
What's up?
Not like nuggets, Denver nuggets, just some nuggets, like some thought nuggets.
Denver nuggets are going to be who the Blazers play.
Oh, good job. Okay.
Yes, basketball guy too.
Wow. The Thorns had their NWSL season opener yesterday.
Mm. Wait, what have they been doing then?
The Challenge Cup. It was that preseason tournament.
Yep.
So they won that. Yesterday, they opened the season against the Chicago Red Stars. Ask me what the score was.
What was the score, AJ?
5-0.
Oh, wow.
That's like winning a football game 63-22.
Now, did they have, zero.
Well, right, but I'm just saying.
No, it's zero.
Okay, 63-0.
Did they have two goals on each side? I'm familiar with that kind of soccer, and that seems like that would happen in that game. No?
No, sir. Just only one. Two goals.
Wow. Yep. Just one goal on each side, huh?
One on each side. Christine Amazing. Sinclair with her 50th goal.
How are my Timbers?
Timbers, pretty good.
No.
They beat San Jose. Yeah, San Jose, 2-0.
Look at that.
2-0.
Portland team, 7-0. That's what they did over the weekend.
Yeah, and then you add in the Blazers score. Then it's a lot to very little.
That is a lot. In the world of golf, we talked about this last week very briefly, but in the Baton Rouge regional for women's golf, NCAA, Oregon State was one of seven teams that was sent home without even getting a chance to play. Then everybody's like, what? Wait a minute. Whoa. Course conditions. They said it was playable, but not to a championship standard.
Blech.
Now, Barstool Sports, which can be criticized and should be criticized often for a lot of things that they that go out on that site, they also do a hell of a lot of good.
Mm.
And this is one of the things that they're doing that is pretty damn cool, which is they're having the LTP Classic down in Arizona. They're got the course, accommodations paid for, and the teams are going to show up. And Oregon State is reportedly one of those teams. They're going to say, hey, you didn't get a shot to play in the NCAAs. We're going to make it right. They've been apparently going through NCAA compliance.
Oh, wow.
And working with the NCAA, and they said it's a go. And so they're going to be heading down. The Lady Beavs golf team is going to get a chance to compete this weekend, which I think is awesome. With the way that that thing got shut down, that sucked for them.
Yes.
And they deserve a chance. I still can't believe the NCAA was just like, nope.
Can you really not?
Yeah. What was the point? You had them all there.
I'm not surprised.
Wait a couple of hours.
This is me not being surprised that the NCAA did not do something good.
It's always difficult with these kind of things, like with Barstool, because Dusty's right. They put out some pretty bad stuff on their website. But then they do things like this, and then also Portnoy putting that...
doing the bar fund?
Yeah, the bar fund, the restaurant fund, where it was a huge slush fund of cash to keep local restaurants open. So it's difficult when you have those entities around where it's like, they do good, but at their core, they're kind of jerks.
People are complex.
Yep.
Sticking with the Beavers.
Hey-oh.
This is not the greatest of news, but Aaliyah Goodman cut by the Connecticut Sun today. She got called up on a hardship roster for the Suns opening game on Friday. Played decent. And,
wait.
I need to check her box score, actually.
You get cut, then you can just bring it back, and then you're going to get cut. And
it's a hardship roster. So they have it in the NBA, too, where you can... It was
because... It's like a 10-day... They brought it up on a 10-day contract.
But even fewer.
Ooh.
Less of a guarantee.
Huh. Now, full disclosure. This was something that I was not able to dive into, because my brain space catching up from the golf weekend is something that I was...
Classic.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I had a lot of other things. I was trying to figure out NBA playoff scenarios yesterday. But you had the women's softball regional tournament set, and I saw University of Washington got up and walked out on live television because they were a 16 seed. The Oregon Ducks I saw were a 12 seed, and the only national seed was UCLA at number 2. And now you've got Arizona's coach stood up and said, you know what, the Pac-12 isn't doing enough to recognize itself. You blame the Pac-12 network because he goes, you look at the SEC, they have studio shows, you know, recapping and pumping up every week in a baseball and softball. He said, this is the Conference of Champions. You can't just sit on that. You've got to go and do something about it. And the overwhelming feeling is that the softball programs out here kind of got hosed by the selection committee because nobody's advocating for them. Sounds familiar. Football, basketball.
Every Pac-12 sport. Aaliyah only played 3 minutes in the Sun opening game. So we'll see where her journey takes her next. Also, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh.
Teaming up. You know, he founded the Social Change Fund along with Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade.
I did not know that.
Oh.
What's that?
I did. Huh. That's a
social change fund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a social
got it.
Dive into that for you a little bit later. But this month, in the month of May, they are donating $10,000 in scholarships, which will be awarded to 2 Black students who are currently studying or plan to study mental health care or a related field.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So Social Change Fund was created last year to support critical issues impacting the Black community, and they're trying to be advocates.
And then one more note from the NBA and the Blazers, Damian Lillard, Western Conference Player of the Week.
Well done. Couldn't be anyone else.
Right? He averaged 31 points on 58% shooting, 45% from three, 92% from the line.
That's pretty good.
I heard that. That's pretty good. All right. And those are your Monday music. Oh, also in horse racing, Bob Baffert. Horse trainer. He has been suspended from competing in the state of New York, which would be the Belmont Stakes, which is the third leg of the Triple Crown coming up, until the whole thing with the Kentucky Derby is resolved.
Because we're still waiting on the results of the second test, right?
Yeah, Medina Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner, which lost this past weekend, also is pending second results, which they say can take a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, maybe put a rush order on that, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Come on. Pressing issues here.
Why is that taking so long?
That's a
How many
good
other
question.
High-profile horses are in line?
I don't know.
For a pee test.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what goes into a horse's
urine
PED sample. Apparently, Bob Baffert doesn't know what goes into a horse's urine either. So... no, I don't know why this takes so long or where the hell they do it. So, I don't know.
Who can be sure?
Maybe the guy's on vacation. Maybe there's one guy who doesn't was like, nah, I'm gone.
Nah, I don't really want to be involved.
Hey, Basketball Hall of Fame sent a star-studded class in, but it also sent a local star bouncing around the East. AJ and Dusty on the Fan. Here's Will.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Springfield, Massachusetts had the long-awaited Hall of Fame enshrinement of the class of 2020. But it sent local star Sabrina Ionescu on quite the tour of the East.
Yes. She was all over the place.
She hit a game winner Friday night in the opener of the WNBA season, which is pretty kick-ass.
I screamed when I saw that. I was so excited. Sabrina has been waiting years to hit that shot. And
the game winner in the WNBA?
Yes.
Pretty kick-ass.
It's so epic.
And how awesome was it when then she went to the other side of the court and everybody rushed the court? She's like, get off the court to her teammates before the timeout. She's like yelling at them.
Yeah.
Because she knows.
Competitor.
Yeah.
And then I saw like right after she was like in Times Square and there's like a Instagram post that I saw on Twitter of her. Like she has a billboard, Joey Harrington style, back behind her, and she's just like standing in the middle of the street, like, yeah, kind of a big deal.
Queen of New York, she's coming.
But then the next day, she goes to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes, because Kobe Bryant getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I knew they were close, but like, this is like when the family invites you to, and I know Kobe came up to Portland or Eugene to watch her play. And I know that he came to the Bay Area and down to LA schools when she'd play and took Gigi to those games. But like the inviting and going down to the Staples Center for his service and all that, going to the Hall of Fame that's like in the family.
They are family. I mean, at this point, I mean, Natalia and Sabrina are always on each other's social media. She spent part of quarantine with them. I mean, they are incredibly, incredibly close. And it was cool for Sabrina to get the chance to be there because I do not know how Vanessa Bryant has had the strength that she has had over the last year and a half, but it's impressive, and I'm really glad that she has her people around her.
And then on top of that, Sabrina then goes the next day to Indiana and wins, and now the New York Liberty have played two games and eclipsed their win total from a year ago.
Woot woot.
She's kind of a big deal.
This is... It's so good to see her after the first two games that she did play in the bubble. And there was a little bit of a learning curve there. To see her come out the way that she has this season in her sophomore year, fully healthy, is absolutely everything that you want to see for her.
Now, as far as the Hall of Fame inductions go, it was kind of weird to see, like, the ceremony. It wasn't weird. It was definitely missing Kobe Bryant.
It was just sad. His presence, there was a hole.
Yeah, 9 people went into the Hall of Fame over the weekend. You had Kobe, mm-hmm. and then Patrick Baumann, who was he ran FIBA, who died unexpectedly in 2018. He got in. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Kim Mulkey, LSU head coach.
Yes.
Barbara Stevens, Eddie Sutton, Rudy Tomjanovich, and then Tamika Catchings.
Yep.
9 going into that class, and the speeches were incredible. Like, yeah. when you heard everybody talking, and that was one of those moments where I thought Vanessa Bryant did a fantastic job, but you know that was a moment where Kobe would have stolen the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been something where he would have been like, his Hall of Fame speech would have been epic.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. He's missed by a lot of people. And I think one of the coolest storylines, which I didn't know this over the weekend, I didn't know this before the weekend, but do you know he and Tamika Catchings go back to like their childhood together?
No.
Yeah. So their dads played in their dads played in the NBA.
That would have been a hell of a thing if they played in the WNBA. Yes.
Clearly I've got one thing on the brain. So their dads played in the NBA together and got to know each other. And so they would take family vacations to Italy together, like their families.
Isn't that where Kobe was born? Was in Italy?
I don't know if he was born there, but they both played professionally in Italy after their pro careers. So there's a picture of Tamika when she's 7 years old and Kobe when he's 8 at the Coliseum.
Wow.
Together. So these two have been like childhood friends forever.
Not like the Portland Memorial Coliseum or the LA Coliseum, like the Coliseum.
The one in Rome.
Right.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yep. That one. So they have been intertwined from childhood, and it's pretty cool to see them be inducted into the Hall of Fame in the same class.
Yeah. I had no idea about that. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So like, we have like army brats that end up being connected at the hips. They're basketball brats that were just connected at the hip and ended up in the Hall of Fame together.
Casual.
Super cash.
Super cash.
Super cash there. Also, I thought one thing that came out of the Hall of Fame was something we don't really ever see. And in Tim Duncan's speech, he talked about Greg Popovich being like a human being,
mm-hmm.
like being an actual person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny when you hear Tim Duncan speak, how he even apologized for showing a human side of Greg Popovich.
Finally. I don't want to talk about him. He's going to get mad at me if I talk about him. Sorry, Pop. Coach Pop. He's gonna be mad at me, but the standard you set, you showed up after I got drafted, you came to my island, you sat with my friends, my family, you talked with my dad. I thought that was normal. It's not. You're an exceptional person. Thank you for teaching me about basketball, but even beyond that, teach me that's not all about basketball. It's about what's happening in the world, about your family, just for everything. Thank you for being the amazing human being that you are.
Greg Popovich is a jerk to everybody, right? Like, that's the whole thing about it. I've been saying this for years. Like, when the Spurs and Blazers played in the playoff series, it was amazing. When the cameras go on, he turns into a different person.
Mm-hmm.
But he's cracking jokes, you know, asking people, reporters, how their families are. he's asking people about, like, you know, personal questions to their local reporters and just being like, you know, shooting the S with them. Camera turns on. Nope. Done. He's a completely different person once those cameras turn on. And you like you see Tim Duncan be like, sorry, kind of got to make you a person for a minute. And I think that that is a really cool side to see because nobody else sees that about Greg Popovich.
But it has to, like, it all, regardless of whether we see it or not, there's no doubt that, like you said, it has to be there because his mm-hmm. reputation precedes him everywhere, right? Like, players want to play for him. Coaches want to be around him. He's an advocate of every social justice cause, and he doesn't shy away from any sort of question. Mm-hmm. For him to have the support that he does, he has to be that kind of person off camera. And I think he's probably just pretty guarded.
You don't build a culture of winning the way he does without having interpersonal connections and relationships.
I would bet you Nick Saban is very similar, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hear stories, maybe not to like that level there of like going to your home and, you know, making sure you know all the people in your surrounding families, but you have to in the NBA because it's a star-driven league and keeping those people happy is so important. But you hear kind of those stories about guys like Saban and guys like Bill Belichick, mm-hmm. too, who seem ice cold on the outside, but they're like, no, he'll crack a joke. Yeah. You know, just you may not get a lot of them, but you'll crack a joke. Pop is far more personable than anybody or he will ever let off.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the cooler moments about the in Hall of Fame and speeches and inductions was that's as heartfelt as Tim Duncan could possibly get over Greg Popovich. And I'm kind of picking up on Duncan's stoner vibe he's got going on. Anybody else getting that? Picking that one up from like the longer hair kind of pushed over to the side, and he's just kind of got this, he's got a little stoner vibe to him right now, and I'm liking it.
I think it's a retirement vibe.
Yeah.
I think it's just a listen. Do what I want to do.
This is what we're doing.
My wife and I were watching at the beach, and when he came on, she recognizes Tim Duncan just from Tim Duncan because he's been in basketball forever. And like they got the first shot on him with the dreads, and she goes, "Oh no, no."
What?
And they go, "What?" And
I she goes.
She goes, "No, that doesn't work on him."
I think it works really well because he's sending that vibe out there. You know,
it doesn't describe his personality very well. Well, I will say that.
I would argue maybe we don't know his personality post-retirement.
Bingo.
That's true.
Maybe we never knew his personality.
Tim Duncan's just rolling up the L's, hanging out, going for a swim.
I think he's just chilling. He's earned it.
Ooh, which, by the way, Hall of Fame class next year, Rick Adelman, or I guess this year in September, Rick Adelman, former Blazer coach, will be inducted into the the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. Adelman was awesome here. All right. We have a piece of audio from actually a Hall of Famer that went in this round, which we've all been there before. We've all been there before. And we're going to go right there with the Hall of Famer next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan. All right, Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame is an interesting one because you saw Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett go in, Paul Pierce going in next year. But it's like all levels of basketball. Mm-hmm. It's just the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. So it's kind of weird that you get such a sprinkling of different types of folks that get in, including broadcasters.
Yes. Who,
that's pretty normal in every Hall of Fame, whether it's a Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, or the basketball. And one guy that we've all come accustomed to hearing is Mike Breen on ESPN. He also calls Knicks games for MSG, and he had a long weekend. Inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. He was back yesterday calling a Knicks-Celtics game, and he did what all of us have done and thought.
Noel keeps it alive, but right to Taco Bell. Here comes Parker. Did I just say Taco Bell? Oh my goodness.
You must be hungry, bro.
I need to get some sleep.
Oh, I love relatable moments.
Calling a dude Taco Bell is perfect. And we've all been there. The guy's name is Taco, for goodness sakes. You're going to get a Taco Bell.
And he has a single syllable last name. It's not like he has a really long last name where it wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't ring the
you don't
bell.
Hey-o.
But I felt like that was relatable.
Fall, Bell, around the same letters, right? It's spelled Fall, F-A-L-L, right?
Yeah.
B-E-L-L. Yeah, come on, I got it.
I got it.
Close enough, Mike Breen.
Yeah, it's fine. We're all
damn
human.
Damn, Hall of Famer. You can do whatever you want now. Now Breen is in the Hall of Fame. All of a sudden, he's mailing it in.
Well, let's...
I mean, that's dramatic. Goodness, this guy can't make a single mistake.
Let's also praise Mike Breen for immediately identifying
I
it
love that.
And then going, did I just say that?
Yeah, love did it. I just say Taco? Did I just talk Taco yes. Bell? You know, a producer just went Fall in his ear, just like in his ear, very quietly, just Fall. Did I just say Taco Bell?
And then you just like have this moment Damn of realization. It. I can, that has happened to me before.
I saw this on Twitter though. This has happened to me a lot, but is there ever like a phrase or something that you hear it once and you heard somebody else say it incorrectly? So you're just going like moot point for me. I was a moot point for a really long time because the first person I heard say it said a moot point. And I was like, that makes sense. Like
mute.
Yeah. Your
like,
point.
Done.
Your point should not. Yeah. And so moot point for me for a very long time was mute point. And like, it's like the whole Taco Bell, Taco Fall thing. I saw on Twitter today, Bert Kreischer, the comedian, he was going through one of those and they are hilarious. Like some of the sayings that you screwed up just because you heard it wrong the first time. If you were a little kid watching, you're like, wait a minute, there's a guy named Taco Bell playing basketball in the NBA. That's awesome.
Absolutely. My habit, which my husband and my EP at Coin know this, and they've both picked up on it. I have this really bizarre habit of mixing phrases.
Oh.
So like yanking your chain and pulling your leg. I'll say like yanking your leg.
Really?
Or like pulling. Yeah. Or like pulling your chain.
Yeah.
Instead of yanking my chain or pulling your leg.
Pulling your leg?
Yeah, I'll like mix them and then I'll be like, wait, that doesn't sound. And the word, it's happened on air before where I'll like mix up a phrase live and then I'll be like, huh, I think I meant to say.
That's like,
happens all the time.
Have you seen Boondock Saints?
No.
Movie? It's old. Have you? You've seen it. It's like the bartender in Boondock Saints. He does exactly what you're talking about. He just screws everything up.
Well, I don't mean to.
No, he doesn't either. He doesn't either. That is, that's an old man move that you have going on right there. So, hey, you're adapting. You're adapting really young. And you're just, you're going to have it mastered by the time you're really old.
That'd be great.
Rome wasn't built in a foot.
Exactly. But like,
or a day.
But that doesn't make sense. It's like they both mean the same thing, right? Like yanking your chain, pulling your leg, sort of the same idea.
I think
like,
I've actually done. Me? Yeah, I think yeah. I've actually yeah. done that same do exact thing before. Yeah.
I do it all the time,
and like, that's not too
to
bad.
The point
really,
where my husband and my EP would be like, that was an AJism.
See, that one would go right past me. I would accept it and just be like, yeah, of course. Like that's not too bad of a mix-up.
Not great when you're supposed to speak for a living.
No, you're fine. You believe me.
I will say this doesn't directly relate to phrases, but this also happens with song lyrics. Have you ever had it where you've said a song lyric for so wrong, incorrectly, and were not corrected until much later?
Until someone turns down the radio and they're like, gotcha.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
There was a girl in high school who, this was at a time when the song Can You Keep Up, Baby Boy was a big thing. I don't know if you remember that one. Okay. She thought it was Kenyan People, Baby Boy. Gonna lose my breath.
Sometimes that happens to the best of them.
And she straight up sang it that way in the car. And we did have the moment where we turned it down and we go, say that again.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say?
And then your face gets all flushed and you're like, oh no.
Like a Oswego girl in the back of an SUV. Kenyan People.
Ooh.
Baby boy.
Now we're going to stop that one. My Prince is Raspberry Buffet. That was the beret.
That's quality.
It was buffet for me. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Fantastic.
I didn't know what a raspberry beret was, so I just went with buffet. Sounds delicious.
Did you ever kind of think it was weird that it was just a buffet of raspberries?
Yeah.
That's what Prince was singing about.
Uh-huh.
Just grab your plate.
Let's go.
Scoop some raspberries.
Mm-hmm. By the way, are buffets ever going to make a comeback? When are you going to go and eat at a buffet again?
No time soon.
I haven't eaten at a buffet in quite a long time.
Oh,
so I don't think
I love buffets.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd. I used to love Soup Plantation as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, maybe like getting soup at like a serve-it-yourself deli. Maybe I'll back away.
Well, you
have
to go through the whole line of salad options first.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that.
Yep. Jimi Hendrix, excuse me while I kiss this guy. That's a common one.
Yeah.
Also, instead of revved up like a deuce, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. That's a big one.
I learned that one just this last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You still
sure did. Yeah. I still said it wrong. And no one corrected me.
Is number one all time, though, in Agata Davida instead of in the Garden of Eden?
Oh, yeah.
I always think of that song, Blue, da-da-da-da. I'm not going to sing it, but that
okay.
one. That's the one that I always think of.
I'm really glad you bring that one up because it is widely thought that it was an anthem for gay men because it was supposed to be "I'm in need of a guy."
Oh,
and a lot of people in the '90s interpreted it that way, and then the band came out and they were like, "No, it's nonsense. It's gibberish. Abba-dee-abba-da. That's it."
See, I thought I feel like in elementary school it was if I was green. Oh. There was something about
if I was green, I would die.
Yeah, I thought yes,
oh.
That was what I heard.
That's interesting.
As a child, because there was a whole song about blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure. It's a song about communism, I guess.
What?
Yes,
I just put meaning in there.
Uh-huh. I don't think so.
Really? You don't think that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I'll back down from that one.
Wait. This one says, "I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day instead of party every day."
That's sensible.
That's I am good. An adult. I have work to do.
That's perfect. That's so responsible of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, you party, you go to bed at 2, you get up. Eat some breakfast, go to work, maybe take a break at 1 o'clock, party again.
Part of the day.
It's just part of it.
Yeah. I love that.
Dame with some strong comments following the clinching of the 6 seed. You with them? AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.